You're listening to WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. I'm Karel Vega. John DiBiagio has died at the age of 87. He was president of Michigan State University from 1985 to 1992. Joining me right now is WKAR's Scott Pohl. Scott was on our news staff during those years. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Karel.
You covered the DiBiagio years here at MSU. What do you remember about him and his time as president?
Well, you know, Karel, in a lot of ways, he was a pretty typical academic leader. He had already been a university president. He came here from the University of Connecticut. His parents were immigrants. John DiBiagio grew up in Detroit. He was one of those people who was the first in his family ever to go to college. He was trained as a dentist. And in my times around him, I would call him very personable, very talkative, very approachable. Like I said, a lot of ways, the model for a university president.
On that note, do you have any personal stories about him?
Well, there was a colleague here at WKAR who used to like to take walks on the campus. And she told the story of walking past Cole's house one day, which at the time was the residence for the university president, and President DiBiagio was living there at the time. And she tells the story of, you know what, I'm going to walk up and knock on the door or ring the doorbell on Cole's house. And she did. And John DiBiagio answered the door himself, didn't just chat with her for a moment. He invited her in. He served refreshments.
Wow.
And it was totally impromptu. It wasn't the sort of thing, it was the sort of thing a president maybe would plan to do.
Right.
Expecting a member of the media to come by. And maybe she got slightly special treatment because they had met and she was a reporter. But on the other hand, lots of times I could imagine a university president saying, yeah, not a good time.
Absolutely.
Maybe go away.
Maybe we should try that, see what President Stanley would think.
Yes, he's moving into the Coles house in a couple of months, I'm told.
So what can you tell me about some of the major developments that happened at the school while he was here?
Well, a couple of things stand out. One was in 1989, he presided over the inauguration of MSU's superconducting cyclotron, which was a major advancement in the sciences here on campus. And people who've been to basketball games at the Breslin Center, the former site of the Quonset huts where WKAR television studios used to sit, he presided over the design and the dedication of the Breslin Center, the home of the MSU basketball teams.
And he had some pretty well-known battles on campus over athletics. Tell me about what was going on during that time.
Well, you know, George Perlis was football coach, built the team into a winner. They won the Big Ten championship in 1987, went on to win the 1988 Rose Bowl game. I was just seeing a video posted online by a friend of mine who worked in university advancement at the time. He was in the locker room shooting footage when MSU beat Indiana in Spartan Stadium to win the Big Ten championship. And an image I don't remember was John DiBiagio and George Perlis embracing in that locker room after that game. And I'm sure they celebrated after winning the Rose Bowl. Well, winning the Rose Bowl led NFL teams to begin to sniff around George Perlis to leave MSU and go to the NFL. And it kind of came to a head in 1990 when the New York Jets were coming after Coach Perlis. And in order to entice him to stay at the university, the Board of Trustees was trying to find ways to get him to stay, one of which was his desire to serve as athletic director at the same time. Now, President DiBiagio opposed allowing him to hold both jobs at the same time. But the Board of Trustees voted 5-3 to give him both jobs in defiance of President DiBiagio's objection. His supporters saw it as undercutting his authority as president of the university. So by another year or two later, he left MSU, went to a smaller school, Tufts. Lots of people who knew him said that he was happy to be away from a school that had big-time athletics to cope with. He was president there until 2001, and of course, George Perlis died about a month ago.
Right. WKAR Scott Pohl, we've been talking about the passing of former MSU president John DiBiagio, who died at the age of 87. Scott, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
You're listening to WKAR.